And we're up to question four. And first to answer question four is Clive Lansing. In your view, what are the key responsibilities and challenges for board members in ensuring accountability, transparency, and meaningful member engagement?
Well, I guess, look, directors have to buy in to the idea of meaningful member engagement and make it clear to the chief executive that this has got to happen. And I think that that is really starting to happen now. And I don't want to go into a lot of detail about that tonight, just because I am already on the board and some people aren't. But it is important, I think, that board members understand what it means to have that lived experience and the need for the board to be talking directly with clients. The other sort of accountabilities, I think, are that although directors bring lived experience to the board, it's very important that we understand where that becomes the possibility of a conflict of interest, and that we manage conflicts appropriately and make sure that our lived experience doesn't get in the way of making objective decisions. So it's a fine line that directors have to follow. I think those are two important things to do with accountability and responsibility.
10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Clive. And next up to answer question four is Latoa Halutotolangi.
I think it's important that as you become a director, you have to ensure that you are acting in the best interest of a whole group of people, not your own personal interests. So accountability is to the whole membership of relying on your voice to bring that to the table. The other responsibility, of course, is to make sure that the voices that are not captured in the engagement processes are also brought onto the table, so that not the same noise, same voices find their way to the director's table. And that's the area that I have particular strengths in, bringing voices that are not usually heard. The other area that I think that's important is that you're really there holding the space and making a difference. And when you leave, you leave it, the organisation, in a better and stronger position.
Thank you, Latoa. And Jody Cruikshank, it's your turn for question four.
The main thing is to listen. You've got to listen to your peers, your people. You're there to represent your people. You're elected onto the board to bring that voice from the people to the board and to bring those services that they require, or to give them the life they choose to live. So that's the reason that I think that's the important part of it, is that we're bringing that voice to the table. We need to be able to ensure that these things have been carried out through the CEO, and that the services that what we're bringing to the table, and acting collaboratively to be able to what's needed, what's been asked for, into service for our people.
Thank you, Jody. And Judy Small, you're up for question four now.
I think as far as transparency goes, we've got to listen, but we've also got to talk to people as well. Tell them about, be open and tell them about what the situation is, what's happening, and have a good understanding of it, so we can pass the message on to the clients, but we can also take the message back to the board. We've got a responsibility to ensure that all our communities are heard. Doesn't matter who they are or where they come from. We need to make sure that engagement goes across all sectors of the community and gather people's interest in what the board is doing so that they can participate in the way that's meaningful to them. I also think that it's important that we note that health and safety is really important to our clients and to our buildings, so that that does help with a safety issue for the buildings, and people feel comfortable in going into the buildings and knowing that they're in a safe environment as well. So I think it's accountability is really around the health and safety.
Thank
listening and talking to people is the other important issue.
Thank you, Julie. And lucky last, Paul Brown with question four.
Thanks for the question. Yeah, and coming last is always difficult on this kind of question. But I think, you know, member engagement is not sending out the odd survey, as important as they are. It's about being involved with members, I think being a part of the blindness community. It's about listening. It's about individually as a director having an open door policy where people can get in touch and raise issues. In terms of accountability, I think we're accountable to the people who put us there. And that means delivering, you know, on the strategic plan and other organisational commitments that the organisation's made. It's really important as a director, I think, in this area to make sure that you're clear to the chief exec that this is where we're going, this is what we want. You know, we are in the era of the self-determination of blind people in terms of the RNZFB. I think we should be encouraging members to get together and come to, you know, and have that kind of peer support type space and feed issues to the board. We should be encouraging people to come to our meetings and hear what happens. We should, I think the meet and greet before meetings and the board meetings moving around the country has been hugely beneficial for that client voice. And I think we need to make sure there's a strong client services committee so that clients can directly feed views into governance at board level.
Thank you, Paul.